iPhotog Boo. I think last time I left you guys, I was whining about my blown reds. I found, at the suggestion of my brother, that if I convert the NEF RAW to Adobe DNG, using the Adobe DNG converter that's freely downloadable from their website, and then import that into Aperture 3, it handles the reds a lot better. And they have the detail, and they're not blown out, and I can deal with them. I also can then much more successfully use one of the color bricks and use the eyedrop, select my color, and then adjust the saturation and the hue in it as necessary and get it looking where it should be again. So, really interesting to me. I posted this finding on Flickr, and a few people said, no, Aperture 3 handles my NEFs just fine, I don't see any color problems whatsoever. And then other people say, yeah, I've seen this, and yeah, converting to DNG does help. And then other people said they've seen blown reds anyway outside of Aperture, which, you know, I know it's a problem because I have Googled it. So it seems like people are kind of all over the place. But I would say that if you're using Aperture 3 and you find that you're blowing your reds when you import stuff in Aperture, try a couple different things. One, try converting it to Adobe DNG and then pulling it in and see how much that helps. And secondly, in the Adjustments tab, there's a brick at the very top, if you're shooting in RAW, called RAW Fine Tuning or something like that, I think. Open that, and then there's one called Boost. And it's set at 1 by default. Set that to 0.5 or 0, and it seems to make a difference as well for those, you know, images that had blown reds to begin with. So anyway, it seems to me like there is a way to get them into Aperture 3 where they don't look like they're all blown out. And then once you have it in there, as long as they're not blown out, you can do whatever adjustments you need to get it looking as accurately as you think, you know, you can. And yeah, it's a huge difference. So I was happy about that. I'm finding that cheap tripods are cheap tripods, and I don't think that's any surprise. But I'm a budgetary kind of guy, so I looked at a bunch of reviews, and I bought the $40 Dolica something 62 something 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 with a ball head. And, you know, everybody said, yeah, it's the best tripod you can get for under $100, you know, which still isn't saying a lot, but again, I have a budget, and I can't really go around spending hundreds of dollars on a tripod right now. So I bought this tripod to replace somebody gave me a Vivitar something, bronze, metal, whatever, and, you know, it's cheapo, it's got a pan head, and it's got braces between the legs and all that. So I thought, well, I'll get one of these cheapo ball head ones, and, you know, it's a little taller and all that. But when testing it, I noticed some of the pictures that I took at the tulip farm were not entirely in focus. And I don't know if it was the tripod or what. So I started doing some testing, and I'm kind of coming to the conclusion that if I extend that fourth leg extension, the very bottom one, I have problems. Especially if I tilt my camera to the side. Because then the weight's kind of hanging unevenly. It's not hanging over the center of the tripod anymore. So, a $40 tripod is a $40 tripod. If anybody's still listening, which I don't even know if I am at this point, if anybody's still listening to this, if you have any suggestions for a good tripod that is not going to cost more than $150, and even that's pushing it, because it'll be a while before I can get that, but, if anybody has a suggestion like that, could you please email me at scott@iphotogblog.com and let me know? Yeah, because my tripod sucks. They all do. You know, I just can't afford a $700 Manfrotto or Bogen at this point. I don't understand how tripods can cost over $1,000. I really don't. I mean, I understand the $300 ones. I understand the $700 ones are starting to get a little iffy, but $1,000 for a friggin' tripod? Are you serious? What are these things made out of? I mean, did they tear down the space shuttle and make these tripods out of space shuttle parts or something? It just seems insane to me. Anyway, I'd appreciate some thoughts on that. Okay, well, that's about it. I'm out of time, and you're out of patience, and we're all out of love or something. How does that song go? Anyway, talk to you next time. Bye.